Blog Talk Radio.
Deliverance Live, Blog Talk Radio with your host, Apostle Gregory Martin. Our co-host tonight is Elder Anthony Mason. And for our panel we have this evening is, again, Elder Anthony Mason, Minister Daniel Martin, Minister April Reeves, Minister Yvonne Watson, also Antoinette Martin, and then is Evangelist Yvette Watson. And we have a panel here on tonight that'll be ready to minister to you the word of God and encourage you, as I always say, in your spiritual walk. And if you're just now tuning in, I want to remind everyone that you can call us for prayer and for questions at 215-383-5866. That's 215-383-5866. You can call us. We'll be there to answer your prayer requests and pray with you, as well as answer your questions that may be on your heart. Again, that number is 215-383-5866. And for our panel tonight, I'm wanting to get into a particular subject here, which I think is very timely for the end time that we live in. We're not coming to the end time. We're now living in the end time, or the with the expression, the last days upon the face of the earth. In other words, I'm not saying that the world is going to end tomorrow. I'm not saying it's going to end on next week. But when it comes down to the coming of the Lord Jesus, that can happen in a moment and a twinkle of an eye. In other words, when Jesus comes, certain things are going to take place. Certain events are going to take place. Events that is based upon that one event, that Jesus Christ is coming to take millions away and take them out of this world. And the Bible says he's going to say to the north, in Isaiah 46:6, say he's going to say to the north, give up, and the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar off and my daughters from the ends of the earth. In other words, the Lord himself, 1 Thessalonians 4:16, said the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God. And then the dead in Christ shall rise first. We which remain and are alive shall be caught up together with them to meet him in the air. He's not going to set foot upon the earth at this time, but he's coming, and with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, all of a sudden trillions are going to disappear. They're going to leave the earth. They're going to leave the earth in such a manner that two will be in a field, one will be taken, the other will be left. Two women will be together, one will be taken, the other will be left. Two men will be together, one will be taken, and the other will be left. In other words, those two kids can be on the school ground. The believer that have been taught to believe in Jesus Christ and have accepted Jesus Christ may be jumping rope with another friend on the ground. And when Jesus comes, that one kid that have confessed and believed that Jesus Christ is both Lord and Savior shall be taken and the other will be left. It will be such a traumatic time. It will be such a time that is going to happen and that is in the near future. And one thing we can be assured of, even though no man know the day, the hour, or the time, it could, Jesus said, it could be in the morning, it could be in the noonday, it could be in the evening, it could be at midnight, it could be early in the morning. Coming is soon. Is coming, and to break it down just a little further, Jesus said, he's going to come in the hour we think not. So when is he really going to come? In the hour we think not, in that hour that we're least expecting him to show. People would be taking a tardy at a party. They'll be breaking down in the hips and letting the backbone slip. They'll be laying and playing, hooking and crooking, slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding, smoking and joking, lying and carousing. But the thing is that Jesus is going to come. And he said, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. In Revelation 22 and 11, he that is righteous, filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. And with that being said, I want to introduce our subject for tonight. For our subject is, don't get caught in the great falling away. Don't get caught in the great falling away. I found out something, and that is 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, about the fourth verse, speaks about a time when the world is going to experience a great falling away. I'm talking about a great falling away from church, a great falling away from God, a great falling away from Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the Most High God. I'm not talking about the gods of religion. I'm talking about the Most High God. And the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, they'll be falling away from him. They'll be falling away from, as I said, our Lord Jesus. They'll be falling away from holiness, and they'll be falling away from righteousness, and falling away from the truth, and they're falling away from the Bible, the Word of God. They'll be falling away from sanctification, and they'll start coming up with excuses of the reasons why they did not stay with God. And I found out that falling away, if you will, has already begun. People are making excuses right now, and they're putting those excuses are putting them in areas of responsibility that will one day come up in the judgment of our Lord Jesus Christ when he begins to question them individually and ask them, why were they a part of a great falling away? And even though about 63 million people have, at this point, over the last 10 years, have left church for either one reason or another, yet the Bible still remains true. Romans 2 and 1 says that no one will have an excuse. Thou art inexcusable, O man. No one will have an excuse that will be justified for them to walk away from church, walk away from ministry, walk away from the Lord Jesus, walk away from the Word of God, walk away from the things that belong to God. Nobody will have an excuse except those excuses have been justified by reason you walked away from sin that was going on in that particular church, organization, or among that particular people, that you could not take it no more, and you were pressed without measure, above strength, and you had to just get away in order to get yourself together with God. Even with that, God still expects you to still seek God and let him lead you to a God-fearing, Holy Ghost-filled, of gospel preaching, of fire baptized, sins forgiving, justified gospel teaching of the grace of God that will able to help you to grow and be strengthened in your spiritual walk. Now, I'm going to come back talk with you a little bit later about just some of the excuses, but let me name a couple. Some people just wanted something different. Some people walked away from their ministry in their church because they wanted a different style of preaching, a different style of worship. Some people came with certain expectations, and they didn't, and they left because their expectations wasn't met. Well, regardless of the reason, within a person is going to have to answer to God concerning walking away and being caught up in this great falling away that's happening now in the world. All throughout the religious world, it's taking place in almost every denomination, every social church-relating gathering. It's taking place. People are walking away from the truth. Some are going to atheism. Some are going to Hinduism. Some are going to Buddhism. Some are going to Islam. Some are going to other various religions. And there's over 1,000 different religions that are in the world now. Well over 10,000 different religions is in the world. But it's no excuse to walk away from Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." But right now, let me address our panel this evening. And I'd like for Minister Elder Anthony Mason, if you will turn around and deal with the subject that we're talking about tonight, don't get caught in the great falling away. Elder Anthony Mason.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. This thing about it, once again, we have an excellent topic tonight. Don't get caught in the great falling away. I started to realize in churches all over the world that people are just getting caught up and falling away, leaving the church because of little small idiosyncrasies, small little minute things that you would think would be nothing. But to them, they just allow it to take them out of the church. But one thing that I thought was a big thing that's removing people and causing people to fall away, which is disobedience. And I was thinking, a lot of people get caught up in disobedience. They don't want to obey what God says. They don't want to obey the man and woman of God because they feel like the man and woman of God, they often say, put on their pants the same way I do. I'm a man or I'm a woman just like they are. They the same as me. They human just like me. They don't want to obey and be obedient to what the man and woman of God tells them to do, the leadership that's been set above them. But the scripture says in 1 Samuel 15:23, it said, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and adultery." The people get caught up in rebellions, want to rebel against the church, but they don't realize that that spirit of rebellion is just the same as the spirit of witchcraft. And the Bible also talks about in 8:12 of Hosea, it says, "I have written to him the great things of my law," but they were counted as a strange thing. People just hear the word coming over the pulpit, keep hearing the gospel, unadulterated truth, and they just do not want to obey and be obedient to the truth. And the last scripture I had for tonight was Luke 6:46. And just people constantly want to come and call on God, "Lord, Lord, Lord." But the scripture is saying, "Why call you me Lord, 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 and do not the things which I say?" What's the point of calling on the name of the Lord if you're going to continue in disobedience and rebellion? And a lot of people are being taken out and falling away because of their disobedience.
They're being falling away because of their disobedience. Everybody that comes to Jesus Christ have got to be submissive to the great king of the universe, the great king of eternity, the great king and maker and creator of all mankind. God says in Ezekiel 18:4, "All souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also is the soul of the Son. The soul that sinneth shall die." And many people are walking away. Yes, I know that God is love, for he expressed that love when he sent his only begotten Son to die for humanity. But like the kingdom of God, like the kingdoms of the world, like the governments of the world, all kingdoms, all governments got laws and rules. And the kingdom of God is no different. God got laws and rules that if you're going to be in the kingdom of God, you can't be rebellious. You can't be disobedient. And with that being said, I want to now address Minister Daniel Martin. Minister Daniel Martin, I want to know what you can share with our listening audience concerning Don't Get Caught in This Great Falling Away.
Yes, sir. I was reading in the book of Hebrews about rebellion. And in the Hebrews 13 chapter in the 17th verse, obey them that have ruled over you, submit yourselves, for they watch over your souls, and they must give an account for you. So you can't rebel against your pastor once you get saved, once you enter the kingdom of God. You cannot rebel against your pastors because they got rule over your life. They got to give account for you. So you can't be in there bucking and saying, you know, I'm going to do it my way, and my way is the right way. Because once you, like it was said, you can't buck against the truth. You can't go against God. You can't go because it's like rebellion is like witchcraft. So you can't rebel. You can't go against God because why? It is sinful. So and God will get you for that. So I just want to tell you to everybody, obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves. Amen.
Obedience. These people are falling away because they don't want to obey. They're falling away because they're saying, I'm 18 plus, I'm 21 plus, and I don't have to take any fuss from nobody. But the thing is, everybody have got to submit to somebody at one time or another. Everybody has got to obey somebody at one time or another, whether it's on your job or whether it's in your home, as you're growing up or after you've gotten grown up, if you go to a job, if you don't do what they say, they can fire you. They'll give you a pink slip. If we don't obey God, if we turn around and rebel against God and walk away from the word of God and from our leaders and from the leadership and just get a bad attitude, well, then we may possibly miss the rapture, the great catching away that I was speaking in the offset, and get caught up in the great falling away. And with that, again, I'd like to address now Minister April Reeves. Minister April Reeves, what have you got to share with our listening audience on tonight about don't get caught in the great falling away? Because so many are getting caught up in various things, but don't you get caught in the great falling away. Talk to us, Minister April Reeves.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Martin. Well, some people are falling away because of backsliding. And when I think of a backslider, I think of a person who is unstable in his or her heart as well as mine. This person actually go back into the bondage that God has delivered that individual out of. And the word back means the opposite direction from where you are facing. So today, some people who claim salvation, who confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, who also say that it was the blood of Jesus that cleansed me from my sin, has allowed the enemy to draw them away from the truth of holiness and righteousness, which caused them to revert back to their old ways. And Proverbs 14:14 says, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. Amen.
Backsliding, going backward. When you come out of bondage and come out of sin, and some of us was in such great degrees of sin that it's almost a shame to speak of those things that were done in darkness and done in secret. And so when you God bring you out through the blood of Jesus Christ and through the name of Jesus Christ, God don't want you to go back. You don't have to go back. It kind of reminded me of Lot's wife that Jesus spake about in the 17th chapter of the book of Luke and the 32nd verse. Jesus said, remember these words. Remember Lot's wife. Because she got out of Sodom and Gomorrah. She got out of the city of destruction. But after getting out, she rebelled or she disobeyed. And she looked back. And when she looked back, within everything about the woman became a pillar of salt. And they say right now, even near the Dead Sea, over there in the Middle East, that there is a pillar of salt that has the shape of a woman, that is near the Dead Sea, that salts the Dead Sea. Well, my subject again is don't get caught in the great falling away. I want to give the number for you to call in for your prayer request and for prayer. That's 215 and 383-5866. That's 215-383-5866. You can call that number, and we'll be on the other side and to answer your prayer and answer your questions and pray for you before the night's broadcast is over. So I want to now turn, if you will, to Minister Antoinette Martin. Minister Antoinette Martin, please share with us those things that you have found out that's happening in our day and time that is causing people that you feel to walk away from the true and living and loving God and from Jesus Christ, who has loved us with an everlasting love, from the grace and the mercy of God. Talk to us about what you feel that the reason, one of the reasons why people are walking away.
Amen, Apostle Martin. Well, one reason that I feel is worldly distraction is, you know, one of the reasons that have people falling away and getting caught up with the cares of this world. The devil is subtle, and he'll have you thinking that it's okay to straddle the fence and okay to mingle with sinners and, you know, to go have a drink as long as I ain't having a drink, or go sit amongst those that's smoking and you know, and fornicating and cursing and all that kind of stuff, just as long as you're not doing it, just because you want to be, you know, around those people and you don't want to feel like you're being stuck up, you know, inside with the church people. And that gets you caught up every time. So I just encourage, you know, someone, you know, that's going through that, you know, not to. And it just, you know, to snatch away from that, because a little leaven is the whole lump. So once you start dibbling and dabbling in something, it's gonna get worse. And then you're going to start doing it instead of just watching them do it. And Luke 21:34-35 says, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unaware." 35 says, "For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth." So it's going to happen to you if you give it a chance. And 1 John 2:15 tells us, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." And 16 says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." So, you know, whosoever is a friend of the world is an enemy to God. So snatch away from the world if it's pulling on you. Amen.
If it's going to pulling on you, we got to turn around and break that that cord. We got to break that invisible rope, that enticement, that alluration that may come to try to pull us back into the world. Because there are people that are in the world that's trying to get out of their situations. There's only so much drugs you can take. There's only so much alcohol you can drink. There's only so much fornication and adultery you can do. And people are getting caught up with these things. They're looking at the world, and they're wearing themselves out trying to be a part, when there's people in the world that's trying to get out of the world and trying to see a better way of living and a better way of life. Well, we've got to watch, because the devil is surely subtle. He will try to pull us back into the world by coming against our mind and making us think living for God is a boring thing. Going to church is a boring thing. Living for Jesus is a boring thing. Well, it may be boring in some churches, but is not born in those churches where the power of the Holy Ghost is ruling and super ruling, and the Spirit of God is moving upon his people. And that's what you can have. You can enjoy Jesus. And the Bible says the word, the name joy, or the word Jesus, is anybody that got Jesus on the inside of them, he's joy. And joy means Jesus over you. J-O-Y, Jesus is joy over you. All right? So with that being said, I want to go to Minister Yvonne Watson. Minister Watson, will you talk to us what you've discovered that's been a problem in our generation? Maybe somebody that's listening to us, maybe you're hit home, hit a nail, maybe you'll turn around and cause them to think and cause them to turn and go another direction. Sister Yvonne Watson.
Pastor Martin, this is a very timely subject, and false teaching is another one that causes people to get caught up in the great falling away. 2 Peter 2:1-2 tells us, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." And we go down a little more in verse 17, says, "These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever." Another scripture we can go to is Titus 1:16. "They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate." And one more scripture I want to point out is Matthew 7:15. I really like this one. It tells us to beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. I really like this because it is a warning for us to beware. That means be cautious and alert to the danger. And whenever I'm walking and I come upon a sign that says, "Beware of dog," I'm looking and I'm listening for that mean dog. In fact, I want to stay away as far as possible from it because he just might jump out and run towards me when I'm at least expecting. And that's the same way we want to be. We want to beware of false teachers because they are wolves, which are demons in sheep's clothing. They convince people that it's okay to keep on sinning because God knows your heart. They convince people that hell is not a literal burning place because God is love and he would never punish people like that. They convince people that homosexuality is okay because they were born that way. But these are seducing doctrines of demons. They are false teachings, and we must beware and not get caught up in this great falling away. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. False teachers seem like they are almost by the thousands that's moving not only in America but throughout all the world. False teachers. We've heard of false Christ. We've heard of Jesus talked about false Christ. We've heard of men talking about, "I'm Jesus Christ." They are acting like Jesus Christ. But none of them have gone to the cross and died for your sins. None of them have gone to the cross and taken away your wrongs, your sin. It was only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who God sent from heaven, who said, "I am the way, the truth, and I am the life," that can only cause you to eventually abide with him eternally in the heavens throughout the rest of eternity. People are saying all kind of things. I agree with you, Minister Watson. They're saying all kind of things. And instead of people going to the truth, some are running away from the truth, and they're getting caught up. And they'll be caught up when the world itself is caught away in its own iniquity and unrighteousness and wickedness. I want to right now go to Evangelist, just before we go to break, Evangelist Yvette Watson, and that number when we get ready to go to break is 215-383-5866. That's 215-383-5866 for your prayer requests and for your questions. Now, Minister Evangelist Yvette Watson.
Hello, good evening, Apostle Martin. I was thinking as we were discussing this topic here, I was thinking about another reason why people are falling away from the truth and getting caught up with those that are falling away from the gospel is because of they're going after their fleshly desires. And when I thought about the fleshly desires, it took me to the scripture in Galatians 5:19, and it says, "Now the work of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, various emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." And I began to think about how Apostle Martin, something that stood out to me in the scripture even the most is adultery and fornication, how so many people are going after those fleshly desires in the world now that we're living in is promoting fornication and promoting adultery. They're saying it's okay to have sex before marriage. It's okay to commit adultery. You look, turn on your television and you're seeing people doing it, and they're saying that it's okay, the teenagers are doing it, and it's okay to do it. Just teach them about safe sex and all of those things such as that. Going after the fleshly desire, that thing that look good, that thing that feels good, and instead of waiting on God to send you the right person, or instead of going to God and asking him to deliver you from the lust that you've been experiencing, people are leaving the cross, leaving Jesus Christ, and going after the fleshly things. And the Bible said, "They which do such a thing shall not inherit the kingdom of God." There's no way whatsoever that you're going to inherit the kingdom of God by going after the fleshly things. That's what the Bible says in Romans, in Galatians 5:20, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. And I believe, and that's what I thought about Apostle Martin. Amen.
Don't get caught in a great falling away. We're getting ready to go to break. Again, the number, you've got the number, 215-383-5866. Give us a call. All right, we're getting ready to go to break. This is Apostle Gregory Martin. Then we'll see you on the other side of break. God bless you. rings forever and ever. How long is ever? And ever is throughout all eternity. God lives forever throughout all eternity. And he's going to reign forever and ever. Our subject tonight, don't get caught in the great falling away. I really appreciate our panel. On the other side of break, they were talking about the various ways and various things that are causing people to get caught up in this last day falling away of people, of people from righteousness and holiness and truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ and the word of God. Minister Antoinette talked about worldly distractions. Minister Yvette Watson talked about false teachings. And then it was Minister April Reeves that talked about backsliding. It was Minister Daniel Martin that talked about rebellion against leadership and against the truth. And then it was Minister Anthony Mason that talked about disobedience. And then it was Minister Yvette that talked about fleshly desires. Well, I tell you, people, while we waited upon our callers to come through, our questions to come through, well, then people are getting caught up. And time is moving so fast. And it seemed like there's been a diabolical invasion against the churches, against the homes, against the schools, in reference to people living right, doing right, teaching right, and actually proclaiming the truth of the gospel. And I'm reminded so much that even in our schools, young kids are practicing sex sins. Not only that, but parents are scared to talk to their kids and warn their kids about what's going on in the schools, which the kids very well know about. Some teachers are promoting all kinds of perversion. And to some of our kids that are young as 11 years old, and they're thinking it's all right. They're thinking it's not going to have consequences. Right now there's diseases that are running rampant throughout the country. And when people and kids get caught up and their bodies are racked with pain and diseases are ravishing their little bodies, then everybody want to call upon God. But if you teach them right, if you talk to them about the Lord Jesus, if you lead them to salvation while they're young, when they grow up, then they won't depart from your teaching as long as they stay with Jesus. So with that being said, I'm just moved because there's a great falling away that's coming. There's a great falling away that's going to take place. And I'd like to ask our panel, again, while we're waiting on Elder Anthony Mason, I'd like to ask our panel a question here. If the church that I'm not talking about any church, I'm not talking about the Catholic Church. I'm not talking about any church other than the church that Jesus Christ purchased with his own blood. If the church is the only institution that God has set in the world that will cause people to miss being caught up in a great falling away, well, then why do you think that if God has a problem with those people that refuse to go to church? And I want to first address Minister April Reeves. Why do you think they refuse to go to church?
Praise the Lord, Pastor Martin. Some people refuse to go to church because they stuck in their own ways. Some people don't want to submit to leadership. Some people don't want to honor God. Some people don't want to live according to his word. Some people just want to be their own God. Some people just want to be in their own little circle, in their own little way. It's all about them instead of about the King. So a lot of people refuse to go to church because not only that they refuse to submit themselves, but some of them use excuses like, oh, there's too many hypocrites. Oh, the pastor did this and that pastor did that, and they put everybody in one category.
glory. But when you come to church, you got to come to church for yourself, and you got to go to a church that's preaching the truth. And that's why it's important to be in a church. Amen.
That's good, Minister Reeves. And so let me ask another question. Why do you think, and I want to address Minister Yvette Watson, why do you think that people are the saints of, are the saints of God are persecuted because of the mere fact Jesus came in and changed their lives, and the things they used to do, they don't want to do no more, and they don't want to get caught up in that same system that the world had them in and be a part of the great falling away? Why do you think they persecute people because Jesus have made a change in their life?
Apostle Martin, I can't even count how many times I've heard people say, since you've been saved, you think you're better than us, or you act like you're all that, or you act like you too good. You used to drink, you used to smoke weed, oh, and now you're too good to do all that. But what they don't understand is I am too good, because I got Christ out on the inside of me. I got Christ who entered into my life when I accepted him into my life, and when we as saints accept God into our life, came in and made the difference in us. He made a change in us, and the scripture says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. But what the world don't understand is we don't want to do those things no more. We have no desire to do those things that we used to do. Jesus Christ have literally come in and took away the desires for those things. But when we don't do what they want us to do, then they put us in that category of you think you better than us, or you think you all that. But that's because the world will never agree with us, because we belong to Jesus. Even though we in the world, we are not of the world. And the world will never be able to receive that, because they didn't receive Jesus Christ. Amen, Apostle Martin.
Very well put, Sister Watson. And I want to put the same question. I'm just curious about our panel here tonight. I want to put the same question to Minister Yvonne Watson now. Why do you think that the people that have been bloodwashed and born again, that they are persecuted because of the mere fact of what the eternal God decided to do in their life? It was as if it was our fault. Why do you think we're persecuted?
Pastor Martin, praise the Lord. We are persecuted because they literally hate us, just like they hated Jesus. You know, the Bible says that when you are children of the light, that darkness is going to hate the light. And so they are the children of darkness, and they're going to hate that light because that light is exposing them. And because they hate us, they're going to persecute us for that reason. It's really, really, really bad out there now. We've got people who, you know, the shootings that are happening in churches and in schools, and these shooters are coming up to you and they're saying, do you believe in God, or do you believe in Jesus, or are you a Christian? And they're blowing them away and shooting them right there in front for just saying yes. And this is exactly the reason. And they hate Jesus, they're going to hate us. Praise the Lord.
I agree with you. The world has never loved Jesus Christ. And the world will never love Jesus Christ. Only those that God, from the foundation of the world, made up in his mind that he's going to let them hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And those that hear the gospel and turn to Jesus, whoever they may be, wherever they may be in the world, they then become a part of the kingdom of God. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes, but in the eyes of the world, again, I would agree with both you and Sister Yvette Watson that the world thinks we think we're too good, but it's not so much that we think we're too good. It's the thing is that it's the good God that's on the inside of us that's made us good when we used to be evil. And therefore, we're good according to the goodness of God. So I appreciate y'all answering that question, and I want to adjust the panel again. I've got another question I want to put to
Amen.
You.
Amen, Apostle.
How can, yes, sir, come on, Elder Anthony Mason.
Amen, praise the Lord. Before we get to the next question, I had two callers to call in. One caller just wanted me to relay a question. They didn't particularly want to be live on the air, but they had wanted you to elaborate a little bit on Revelations 22 and 11. They didn't really understand exactly what that scripture meant when you quoted it a little bit earlier.
Revelations 22 and 11.
Yes, sir.
All right.
They wanted more clarity in regards to what it meant.
Okay. Revelation 22 and 11, I'll quote it again. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. He that is unjust, to our caller, he that is unjust, meaning this, let him be unjust still. In other words, if a person wanted to be unjust the rest of their life and they enjoy being unjust, Jesus said, when he comes, let him be unjust still, because he's going to come so quickly that they won't have time to change. He that we which is filthy, they which love sin, love wickedness, love filthiness, love ungodliness, love unrighteousness, and that's what they want to be, if that's what they want to be, the Lord said, let them be filthy still. Because, again, he's coming so quickly, they won't have time to change. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. The person that's living righteous before God. And watch this. First Peter says, if the righteous scarcely be saved. The word scarcely means almost not. If the righteous scarcely be saved, well, then where shall the sinners and the ungodly be found? But he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. If he's just satisfied with just living a righteous life, well, then he said, just stay there. Be that if that's what you want to be. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. If that's what you're wanting to do, you want to live holy before God. You want to live clean before God. The Bible says God encouraging you to be holy still. Because he said in the next verse, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. He said, I'm going to reward the unjust that want to be unjust still. I'm going to reward the filthy who want to stay like that. I'm going to reward the righteous who want to stay like that. And I'm going to reward the holy who want to be holy when I come. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. And next caller is Brother Davis. He had a comment tonight.
Okay.
All right, Brother Davis, you're on there.
I was enjoying the subject that you had, the great falling away. And I thought about a couple of scriptures that are self-explanatory to this. And Acts 28 and 27 says, for the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. And then 2 Timothy in the third chapter says, starting the first verse, this I know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than the lovers of God, and having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He said, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captives, silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They're always struggling with trying to live right. And say, and then it's living according to what the Bible says, it doesn't fulfill their desires of people, because with no accountability, they fall away chasing those unholy desires and draw to themselves a numerous or painful, hurting, shameful experiences.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Davis, I do enjoy that. And people do. They have eyes, they can't see. They have ears, they can't hear. And a lot of times because they've closed their own eyes, Matthew 13, 14, and 15, they close their own ears. They want you to, they'll listen so much, but then they'll shut you down. They don't want to hear. But the time will come, Jesus says, if don't nobody receive my words that I speak unto you, the same word is going to judge every man in the last day. In the last day. There is a judgment coming. There is Sister Sister Yvonne Watson said there is a place called hell. There is a heaven. There is a hell. For those that don't want to go to heaven, live right, do right, and walk and live according to God's word. Again, God has laws and prerequisites that we got to do in order to get to heaven, and that's obey him, to love him, to treat one another right, to live for him, and to walk with him. And if we don't want to do that, then there's the next step or the next place when people leave the earth is a place called hell. And we haven't talked about the place called hell yet, but it's in the future. And when we do get on the subject, I'll guarantee you, once you hear about the place, you, if anything that is right in you that are listening to me tonight, you will not want to go there. Nobody in their right mind want to go to hell. Nobody in their right mind want to burn eternally forever and feel all the pain and the situations that goes along with burning and being tormented in hell. There's things that are in hell that will stagger your imagination. I want to talk with you in the future about that. But right now, we're trying to get you to understand. You don't have to be caught away with the great falling away from the truth. You can get a hold to the truth. You can make up your mind, I'm going to have the truth, get the truth, hold on to the truth. And if I got to hold on to it by myself, stand by myself. If just a few of us got to stand for the truth, keep in mind, we're standing with Jesus because Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And the Bible said we've been born again, not a corruptible seed, but by the incorruptible seed, which is called the word of God. Luke 8:11 said the seed is the word of God. We've been born of the truth. We've been birthed into truth. Can't help it. We've been birthed into truth. I love the truth. I enjoy the truth. At one time I did not, but now I do. Give me truth, because even if I messed up, truth will set me free. Truth will cause me to repent. Truth will cause me to turn to God. And one more question. I've got to ask our panelists before we end the broadcast for tonight. And I want to address Minister Daniel Martin. Minister Daniel Martin, I want to know how can you avoid being caught up and caught away with the great falling away that's going to happen in the future, and that is now happening now.
Yes, sir. In the book of Haggai, the fifth verse says, consider your ways. The Lord host told them to consider their ways. And even in the seventh chapter, the Lord host said, consider your ways. So, Lord, right now, we're asking you to direct our paths and abide with us. That's what the first thing we got to do is pray to him so he can, we can be acknowledged with him. So he'll know our voice and we'll know his voice. But and then after that, turn from your wicked ways. Turn from sin. Turn away and then turn into God. That's how we will. That's how we'll, the sin will not affect us. We turn to God and let him abide in our lives. Amen.
You can escape the great falling away by letting Jesus abide. He said, he that abides in me and I abide in him. Not only do he can he ask anything he wants, but at the same time, he identifies with you. and he wants you to identify with him. We are not following a figmentation of our imagination. The Bible is being unfolded even as I talk. Day by day gives us new understanding and new revelations of how that Jesus Christ and the Word of God is being unfolded. I've talked to businessmen on planes. I've talked to prostitutes on the streets. And all of them feel like that there's something that's getting ready to happen. But what they don't understand, that it's already begun. We are in a great falling away. People are falling away from organized religion. They're falling away from the truth of their grandparents and their forefathers. They're falling away from the Word of God. And over 23,000 meanings and verses have been changed from that old King James Version of the Bible. And with many of the new translations, they leave out so many vital, necessary things for us to know in order to be saved. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into the ditch. If we follow the wrong teaching, they were talking about false teachers, if we follow the wrong teaching, then we ourselves also will wind up living a false life. But if we go after the truth and grasp it, embrace it, and we make up our mind that we're not going to let it go, if we take the Word of God and eat it, chew it, swallow it, digest it, cough it back up again, eat it again, chew it again, swallow it again until it gets down on the inside, I guarantee you it'll make a change in your life. You've got to take it in order for it to bring out of you the Christ that wants to come forth out of you. Again, don't get caught in a great falling away. I'm getting ready to pray for our listening audience. I do appreciate you that have called in and made questions and I had questions and statements. I do appreciate that. You that are listening to us, I want to let you know, you that have called in, and I've talked to you personally after the broadcast, I haven't forgotten about what I said I'm going to do. This week, you can look to receive some things, and on next week, other things. But I just want to encourage all of our listening audience that if you want to be saved, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And he says this, I'll make a covenant with you. In Psalms 89 and 34, God says, my covenant I will not break, neither will I alter the thing that go forth out of my mouth. God don't want you to be caught away with the great falling away. Let me pray for our listening audience. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for those that are listening to us on tonight. And that's been listening to us every night we've been on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for those, oh God, that are exercise their desire and time and efforts to be a part of this broadcast, Deliverance Live. We thank you right now. We want you to heal the sick, deliver the captive, open the prison doors to them that are bound in their mind, in their body, and in their spirit. In Jesus' name, and we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. And now I give it to the hands of our co-host. This is Apostle Gregory Martin saying until the next broadcast, we'll talk with you later.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. We would like to thank you again tonight for listening to Blog Talk Radio. We ask you to join us tomorrow night for our Q&A questions and answers. If you have not submitted your question to be read aloud on the broadcast on tomorrow night, please submit your questions to deliveranceunlimited@gmail.com. Again, it's deliveranceunlimited@gmail.com. We ask you to listen in tomorrow. The question that you might want to have asked and didn't have the courage to send it in might be asked and answered on tomorrow night. We ask you to join us to join us for deliverance service at Deliverance Unlimited International Church in Atlanta, Georgia, at 2426 Favon Road in Atlanta, Georgia, 30331. And we ask you to visit our website at deliveranceunlimited.com. We thank you for listening to the broadcast tonight and ask that you be blessed and have a great night.
Breaking up, I want the best. I want the best. I want the best. That's all you got, that's all you got.